A Slimy Lesson. The Bible says in James 4, verse 8, "Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded." It was Sunday morning, and I was dressed up in my Sunday best, which included a clean white shirt. It was not time to leave for church yet, so I decided to visit the neighbors. I crossed the ditch between our properties by stepping across on a plank that spanned the banks. As I attempted to step up on the far bank, I lost my footing and began to fall backward. I grabbed for some long weed stems, but they slipped out of my grasp. As I continued my backward and downward course, I grabbed wildly for something, anything to stop my fall. All my efforts failed, and I continued my descent, uninterrupted, until I came to a stop, sitting in 12 inches of muck and slimy water. Some minutes later, I stood dripping a murky puddle on the back porch. I opened the door and called to my wife, "Honey, can you come here a minute?" Her assistance, a hot shower, and a change of clothing combined to prepare me once more to go to church. My unexpected Sunday morning diversion left me thoughtful and a bit wiser. How many saints dressed in righteousness have ventured out on the plank called questionable and lost their footing? Though they grasped wildly at face-saving stems in an effort to reverse their downward course, they eventually hit sin's depth and were covered with slimy filth. How many have remained there, fearing to face the scrutiny of the Beloved? How many have courageously slogged back to be cleansed by the water of the Word and be reclothed in righteousness? How many have wisely avoided the questionable shortcuts by traveling the longer way called tried and proven? Those who travel this way may not realize what muck and slime they have been spared, yet they are blessed. A just man falleth 7 times, yet riseth up and forward climbs. Adapted from Proverbs 24, verse 16.